Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shannon. Altman reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Altman scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. White reaches second base with a double. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Boyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hooker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Hooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Brock moves to second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. Uecker takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman bunts, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Javier picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Javier. Taylor scores. Harkness moves to third. McMillan moves to second. It's 6-1, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat bunts towards the mound. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. White reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. Boyer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Mets. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Willard Hunter now pitching. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Bob Uecker. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Warwick reaches second base with a double. White scores. Shannon moves to third. It's 6-4, Mets. Kurt Flood pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Tim McCarver now catching. Ron Taylor now pitching. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shannon throws the ball into Groat, who tags Christopher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Smith reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. White takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver bunts towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Boyer moves to third. White moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Boyer scores. White scores. McCarver moves to third. It's Mets, 6, Cardinals, 6. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Skinner reaches second base with a double. McCarver scores. Shannon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-4 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to home. Taylor drops the ball. Shannon scores. Skinner moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Javier moves to third. Brock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-6, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 14-6, Cardinals. Carl Willie now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-0 in the game. McCarver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 15-6, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Shannon reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-5 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 15, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing shortstop. Phil Galliano now playing third base. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Carl Willie. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 15-7, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 15, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.